Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. Hey, thanks for joining us. Last week, we started talking about the climb on the podcast, and then on Sunday, we kicked off the weekend teaching, which was incredible. So be sure to catch the replay, the podcast, the blog, if you haven't done so already. But today on the podcast, part of the climb is how do we overcome the critics in our life? See, really, the climb is all about building our faith. And to build our faith, God places a dream in our life. There's something He wants us to do. And obviously, around the new year, we think about these things. But what happens with that dream is it becomes a picture of what could be or even what should be in our life. But then God brings us to a point of decision. He gets us right up to the edge. And the question or the decision is, will we start the climb? Will we do the thing that God's placed in our hearts and our heads and our life for us to do this year? But here's the thing. Once we make that decision, there's often a delay. God allows there to be a delay in our life. That climb doesn't happen as fast. It doesn't happen as easy as we thought or we even imagined. He allows the delay. And the reason why God allows the delay is because He's preparing us. He's growing us up so that we'll be ready for what lies ahead. Now, the truth is that during these times of delays, there are going to be difficult circumstances. Now, these difficulties aren't because God's forgotten us. They aren't because God doesn't love us, but it's because God uses these delays just as one of the ways to push us forward on the climb. There's a lot of different kinds of difficulties that happen in our lives, but I think there's at least two difficulties that come up during the climb. One is circumstances, and the other is critics. These two things are part of life. They're part of the climb because God allows them to be part of the climb. And I think the reason why He allows them is because He knows we'll grow stronger when we face adversity and when we face opposition. Now, the Bible is full of examples of this. Think about when Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he led them into the desert going towards the promised land. It was just one problem after the next. First, there's no water. Then there was no food. Then there was a bunch of complainers. Then there were poisonous snakes. Moses was doing what God called him to do. He was on the climb, but he still had problems. Think about David. David was anointed to be king, and yet for the next several years, he was hunted down by Saul. Think about Joseph. He had a dream of becoming a ruler, yet he was sold into slavery. He was thrown into a prison. There's false charges against him, and he seemed like he was forgotten. Think about Noah. Think about all the difficulties he had as he started building that ark. The Bible says, when we go back to Moses, that Moses died. Joshua was appointed to be the next leader. Moses led the people across the desert, and then it was Joshua that led them in to the promised land. Did he get the easy part? No. The Bible says that when the Israelites entered the promised land, there were giants in the land. And so even in the promised land, there were problems. God does this. God allows these kind of delays because He's building our faith and He's building our character. Think about it from the side of the critics. There are critics all throughout the Bible that anytime the people of God start to move forward, the critics begin to show up. Well, today, instead of fighting those things, today, instead of being discouraged by those things, would you allow God to use them today to build your faith and to develop your character? When we finally come to a place where the difficulties become so bad, when we finally get to the place where we've reached our limit, where we've tried anything and everything that we can, it's at that moment that God begins a mighty work through us. Here's what 1 Peter 1, verses 6 and 7 says in this paraphrase. It says, "This means tremendous joy to you, I know, even though you are temporarily harassed by all kinds of trials and all kinds of temptations. This is no accident. It happens to prove your faith, which is infinitely more valuable than gold." I saw this on social media today and I thought, how appropriate. It said this, "You can't afford to be bitter. God may use the very people who cursed you to bless you in the end." Here's what Hebrews 12, 14 and 15 says. It says, "Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy, Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter roots grow up to cause trouble and to defile many. Man, today, what are the circumstances that God has brought you through in the past that have grown your faith? And today, what if instead of seeing your critics as the enemy, what if you begin to view them as God's way of growing your faith? Have a great day today. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. And also, if you haven't, swing by achuckallen.com. That's the letter achuckallen.com, and catch today's blog and worksheet and journey with us as we talk about the climb.